Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. We've been studying the course Lessons for Christian Living. This correspondence course has been used around the world and has been translated into many languages. This time together, we're going to review the highlights of these lessons. We've enjoyed these studies, and we want you to know that you can have an entire set in book form. Listen for an important announcement at the close of this short program. Now our review of Lessons for Christian Living. Lesson 1 was titled Results of the New Birth. We explored what actually happens when a person is born again. First, the person realizes that he is a lost sinner, that he deserves to spend eternity in hell. Only the Holy Spirit can make anyone realize this. He then repents of his sins, that is, acknowledges to God that he is a sinner and that he needs a Savior. He accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. At that moment, he is born again. His sins are forgiven. He receives eternal life from God. But that is only a small part of the story. It's just the beginning. We learn from the Bible that many other wonderful things occur when God saves a person. Here are some of them. The believer is accepted in the Beloved One. He also becomes a child of God. He is justified by God. He becomes indwelt by the Holy Spirit. He is complete in Christ. He immediately begins to enjoy the constant protection of God. 10 results of the new birth are mentioned. We've noted 6 of them in this review. Lesson 2 is titled, Sure Salvation. How can a person know for certain that he is saved or born again? Listen to these facts. The Bible is God's Word. It is absolutely true. You can trust it. The Bible says that if you repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. Now the big question is, have you ever come to Christ as a lost sinner and asked Him to save you? Have you ever accepted Him as the substitute who bore the penalty of your sins? If you have, then God tells you that you are saved. This lesson is to help you gain assurance of salvation. And this assurance comes through the Scriptures. It also mentions the 3 marks of a Christian or saved person. This person is one who loves his fellow Christians. He has the witness of the Holy Spirit within. This person which is born again hates sin and loves what is right. Although a Christian can and does sin, sin no longer controls his life. He no longer lives in the continual practice of sin. This is an important lesson. The next lesson is kept forever. It answers the question, can a saved or born again person ever perish? 7 passages of Scripture are considered, beginning with John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. Notice these words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Plant your feet on that. This is the promise of Christ without any conditions attached. No sheep of His will ever perish. Notice in these verses in John chapter 10 and verses 27 through 29 that both Christ and the Father hold you securely. We said lesson 2 was important. Well, this one is too. Many people lack this assurance. I'd like to give you those references so that you can copy them down. I plan to repeat them one more time right after we pause for some moments of music. Here are the references. John 10, verses 27 to 29, John 5, 24, John 3, 36, Romans 8, 38 and 39, 2 Timothy 1, 12, Jude 24, and Romans 8, 30. And now for a few moments of music. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're just wrapping up the course Lessons for Christian Living. This course is from the Emmaus Bible School and is available as a correspondence course. Listen for our address at the close of the program. I promised you that I would give you those Bible references on the security of the believer one more time. By the way, these are just a few of the many that help us in this regard. Here they are again. John 10, verses 27 through 29, John 5, 24, John 3, 36, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, 2 Timothy 1, 12, Jude 24, and Romans 8, 30. Lesson 4 is on the subject of triumph over temptation. How can a Christian resist sinful temptations? Whenever a person is saved, a great struggle begins. He still has the old nature, the sinful nature of Adam, which will try to drag him into sin all of the time. But he also has the new nature, the life of God, which hates sin and wants to do what is right. The two natures fight against each other continually. The old nature is incurably bad. It cannot be improved, and it will not be removed until the Christian goes home to heaven. God condemned it when Christ died on the cross. He wants Christians to treat it as if it were dead. Don't encourage it. Don't feed it. Don't give it a chance. The new nature inspires the Christian to do good. It should be encouraged and fed. This is how the Christian resists temptation, by saying no to the flesh or the old nature, and by nourishing the new life that is within. And then some practical suggestions as to how this may be done or given. Lesson 5 is titled, Christian Conduct. How can a Christian know what he may or may not do? This lesson is to provide the student with a series of standards which may help him to decide whether or not he should engage in a questionable activity. This is an excellent set of guidelines, and you may want to use them over and over again. Lesson 6, Buried in Baptism. What is baptism, and who should be baptized? Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave the great commission to his disciples. He said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. It was thus the Lord's desire that as his servants went throughout the world with the gospel, they should baptize those who received the message. Baptism is an ordinance instituted by the Lord himself. This raises two questions. First, how is the ordinance of baptism carried out? Second, what is the meaning of baptism? This lesson seeks to answer those two questions from the Bible. That reference again that we just read a little while ago, Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, on the subject of baptism. Lesson 7 deals with the subject of choosing a church. How can a Christian know which church to join? It should be stated first that a person is joined to the true church at the very moment of his conversion. This church is made up of every believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of race, color, or culture. Members of this church are found throughout the world, though the entire church has never yet been assembled in one place. However, someday it will be. It is possible today, though, for Christians in any locality to gather together as members of the church and perform the functions which are set forth in the Scriptures. We read in the New Testament of the believers that they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. That reference is Acts 2:42. This lesson gives some simple guidelines that may be followed in this day in choosing a church. Lesson 8, wanting God's will. How can a Christian know God's will in his life? Every Christian should be keenly interested in knowing God's will for his life. Unless the Lord's plan is known and obeyed, then our lives are wasted, and we'll miss the Master's well done. The five steps suggested in knowing God's will are yield, confess, pray, study, and then wait. Some excellent scripture references are given to help you find God's will for your life. Lesson 9, prayer and praise. What does the Bible teach about prayer? Some of the questions answered in this lesson are, why pray? How often? In what position? And for what should we pray? Conditions are listed for answered prayer, and some dangers of prayer are given. This is another valuable lesson in the course, Lessons for Christian Living. Lesson 10, witnessing and winning. How can a Christian lead others to Christ? Winning souls to Jesus Christ is one of the greatest occupations in the world today. And though there are no hard and fast rules to ensure success, this lesson gives some general principles which will prove extremely valuable. Lesson 11 is on the subject of searching the Scriptures. What should a Christian know about Bible study? Some tools are listed that will help the Bible student. And then some guidelines are given to help in getting the most out of each passage studied. The last lesson of the course is titled, The Life That Counts. This section warns against wasting our lives. It has been rightly said, a fool is a man all of whose plans end in time. Let me repeat that. A fool is a man all of whose plans end in time. That person has no plans for life after death. This last chapter is on discipleship, and it makes a fitting close for the course. In this brief review of Lessons for Christian Living, we've only been able to touch the highlights. We want you to have a copy of this course, so stay tuned for information on obtaining this book, Lessons for Christian Living. Thank you for studying with us on the Emmaus Bible Hour.